Here's another way the Internet is affecting relations between countries. It is revolutionizing microfinance. Microfinance is a popular tool for helping the world's poor. The idea is simple. A group makes a small loan or grant to an entrepreneur in a developing country. The recipient might be a farmer in Kenya who wants to invest in new cows, or a seamstress in India who wants to open her own shop. Well, now the web has made it easier for small entrepreneurs overseas to connect with individual donors and lenders in America. The world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd reports.
For 14 years, Dennis Whittle worked at the World Bank. He oversaw big development projects and gave out huge loans. But in 1997, Whittle's boss gave him a new challenge, to fund small projects. Whittle called a brainstorming session.
My colleagues and I went into a room one day and we said, well, what would happen if we just allowed anybody to come in and pitch their idea? And what if we made decisions on the same day?
Whittle and his colleagues went ahead with the plan, and it proved to be extremely popular. More than 1,000 groups from some 85 countries submitted ideas for small businesses and nonprofit projects. The bank awarded $5 million to dozens of small startups that day. But what Whittle remembers most is a conversation with one South African woman who didn't win. She wasn't upset. In fact, she was convinced that there were many people around the world who would fund her project if they knew about it. Whittle saw an opportunity. He quit the World Bank. And 6 years ago, he and a colleague started a private microfinance program called GlobalGiving.com.
Global Giving just enables small-scale grassroots projects to match up with relatively small donors all around the world who want to help them make a difference.
Global Giving works like this. A potential donor searches through a list of small-scale projects on the website. The donor can even email project leaders for more information. Then, the donor can choose to give as little as $10 to a project. Some have given as much as $150,000. And now, there's another website tapping into the Internet's power of directly connecting would-be funders with would-be entrepreneurs. It's the brainchild of a husband and wife team from California. It all started a little more than 2 years ago, when Jessica Flannery went to East Africa. She was working for a group that gives $100 grants to needy projects.
Every day I would meet a new entrepreneur, hear how $100 had totally changed their life and also the lives of their family or friends or other community members. You take a goat herder in Uganda. With $100, you can imagine more goats, perhaps a small shelter, stock up on goat feed, that sort of thing. So that little bit of money can actually really set someone up.
Jessica's husband, Matt Flannery, a computer programmer, came to visit her in East Africa for a few weeks. He, too, was moved by the entrepreneurial spirit he saw there. And he had an idea, design a website that could connect small lenders with small donors.
I just wanted to start a little program that someone in America or Europe or Australia or anywhere with the Internet could lend money online to a small business person in Africa.
The Flannerys called their website Kiva.org. Kiva is a Swahili word for unity or agreement. The website went live last year. Kiva users are not donors, they're lenders. Matt Flannery says one way to think about it is peer-to-peer microfinance. Using the web, Kiva lenders can loan out as little as $5 to a project.
The way it works is you pay using PayPal, and you receive ups that are like blogs over email and posted on the internet, and eventually you get paid back according to the performance of the entrepreneur.
Though you don't get any interest on your loan, the borrower does pay some interest to cover a portion of Kiva's costs. Ethan Zuckerman is a research fellow at Harvard Law School's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He's also on the advisory board for Global Giving. Zuckerman says the Internet brings great promise and great peril for microfinance. The web makes it easy to give money to worthy projects, but it also makes it easy for scammers to dupe potential donors. He says that guarding against these kinds of scams is an important service Global Giving and Kiva can provide.
The challenge that these micro-charity enterprises have is identifying great projects, vetting them, ensuring that they are on the level, ensuring that they are using the money wisely.
Global Giving and Kiva say they work with local groups to vet would-be entrepreneurs. Both organizations contend that's the best way to make sure money collected via the Internet is distributed efficiently and properly. One thing's for sure, both websites have generated a lot of interest. Global Giving has raised millions of dollars for small projects in the developing world. The folks at Kiva won't say exactly how much money they've loaned so far, but they say every time they list a new business on the website, they raise all the needed money within hours or even minutes. For the World, this is Clark Boyd.
And you can find links to both Global Giving and Kiva on our website, which is theworld.org.